All right. So now, as is traditional, we do have to do a debate. I think we have one in here, right? So all right. All right, we're doing a debate. Can I have the first debater, please? Would you please raise your hand? There we go. Debater number one, what's your name?
My name is Narrator.
Narrator, nice to meet you. I like when we have characters from the tract. You know what I mean. And debater number two. Okay, sir.
I'm Hans Mole Man.
Hans Mole Man, okay. You hurt?
I hurt all over.
Well, be very careful. Be very careful. All right. Now, let's find out who's on what side of this tract, so to speak. Okay, Narrator, fittingly enough, you believe that the story you told was true?
Well, of course.
And, Mr. Mole Man,
you
believe that the story he told us was false.
Oh.
So you get to begin us off and say why it was false.
I got angina from reading this story.
That doesn't make it not true.
Yes, it does.
Was it the angina of falsehood?
Only Satan would give me angina from hearing a story like that. And my mother-in-law. And my wife.
So the implication being that because you got angina, it's false. And because obviously Satan and your wife and your mother-in-law are involved.
Indeed.
Okay. Do you have any comebacks against that lofty claim?
That does not make sense. What does that have to do with anything?
We have an angina expert.
Yes, actually. It's a commonly held myth that angina is caused by some kind of medical condition. As if your precious science could do anything about it. Oh, no, sir. No. Angina is purely the work of the Beastmaster. He lurks in the shadows, and I and other members of the
you
Society
mean like
of
that
Jesus
crappy...
hunt him down!
You mean like that crappy movie?
Yeah, the Beastmaster, that was a movie, and the guy had the eye on the ring that could see
no.
things?
No. No, I mean, no. like, the
oh,
adversary.
Because I narrated that movie, too.
He got cast out of heaven.
The adversary from the comic Fables.
Let's make one thing very clear here,
okay.
Mr. Allen.
Yeah.
Your little radio show, which uses demons to broadcast.
There's no
I'm sorry.
Funny ears.
Hold on.
Did you say we use demons to broadcast?
Obviously, you're using machines. Machines are powered by science, which is the same thing as evil.
Ooh, oh. And Pazuzu, who is Satan, is the prince of air.
Also true. Yeah.
So if you breathe, you're taking in Satan. All right. Well,
we are every day.
Of course not. Haven't you noticed that I'm such a lovely shade of blue?
Let's let Mr. Mole Man get his argument back to on track.
I think that this is the worst argument I've ever read.
Hey yo,
and I read all of Reader's
Catch
Digest
an orange.
Jokes. I did
notice. He caught that.
Really, God in disguise.
Wait, God. Oh. I think God has kind of a lilting, feminine voice.
Look, I'm not that God.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a God.
God, not specific.
From now on, if somebody asks you if you're a God, you
oh,
say,
"Oh man,
yes."
All right.
That worked. Actually, believe it or not, that happened. Someone walked up to me and they had a knife and I was like, you'd better not cut me. He's like, why? Are you a god? And I said, yes. And then some heavenly power made me a god. And I have devoted my life to impersonating Mole Man and to proving that tracts are false.
Well,
wow,
you're doing...
Geez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, we have another expert, actually.
Yes, I'm an expert on witches.
Oh. Really? How are you so familiar with witches?
I'm actually a witch.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Never would have figured it.
Ladies and gentlemen in Radioland, you can't see this, but she's actually wearing a pointy-brimmed hat, and she has a long, warty nose. Wait a second. That's not your real nose. That's just a carrot with a rubber band around it.
They just melt like this.
wait.
No, we did.
Who dressed you up? What's going on here?
I'm here to say that this,
well, we
this
do the
is
nose.
Actually true. Satan
and
does,
the hat.
Does rule the witches, and he dresses us up like this.
All right.
Told you.
Satan rules the witches.
Nose.
That's good.
She and turned me into a newt.
Want to know how
I went to a newt?
All right. Well, you know,
she
well,
did get better.
Guys, if sh- are you
I'm
so
good.
You're really a witch or not?
I'm really a witch.
All right, well, you guys know, don't...
Truthfully.
Don't suffer her to live. Come on.
I know this story is true, because I am Satan!
Wait a minute, okay.
All right.
Ah, get away
that's
away
it.
From me with that cat.
I am God, and you are Satan.
Let's settle this the only way.
And Satan says he's telling the truth, and God says he's lying.
Or orange throwing contest, your choice.
No, no, no. Let's
flip a coin.
Excellent.
Okay. I'll flip a coin. Here we go. We're gonna do
call it.
Wait, this is no. Hold on. This isn't a call. Oh, this isn't a call it. This is, I know the answer. We're going to do the traditional who's right and who's
I
wrong.
Call heads.
And this is where we find out. No, we're going to find out. It's kind of taken on.
I call heads.
We find out
that's
both
because
whether.
You know you're going to lose.
All right, pause.
I made that call to have two heads.
We're going
to
find out.
We both win. God and Satan united for the first time.
I didn't flip the coin
18,000
yet.
18,000 years.
Wait until I flip it. It might come up tails, and then she's lying.
It's both heads.
Let's find out.
No, no tails.
It's, well, it's heads, so.
God and Satan win! Yeah!
Go team God and Satan.
Nobody listens to the witch.
All right.
Hey, Satan, what are you doing next week?
Barbecue.
Man. Oh, I was going to have poker night. You want to have barbecue on Friday, poker night on Saturday?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
All right, all right.
Awkward.
Well, that was probably the most helpful Tractor Fiction ever because it did reunite the forces of good and evil. However, I do want to let you know you're listening to WHRW Binghamton. It's an awesome time we're having tonight. Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. Stick around for Saint Red next. Yeah.